Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. You know I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing qualities.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today. Right, okay, so I'm going to do a little intro here. I'm getting a bit nervous.
Sam's taking the lead today.
Being nervous, everybody. This is my episode. Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with two bestest of pals, Sam Thompson and Peter James Wicks, the person you all come here for, let's be honest with you. He is going to be drinking, he is going to be swearing, he is going to be telling you all to f*** off. You can catch us on the socials every single Friday visually on YouTube at Staying Relevant Podcast, or every Monday wherever you get your podcast, audibly. That's not even a word, audibly. Audibly, that's the word. I've already fucked it. We're also on social media, TikTok and Instagram, at Staying Relevant. All the way through the week, just posting our best bits, like the legends.
You forget
that we
every
are.
Time. We're also on Snappy C.
I'm on Snappy C. This specific episode is one that we have been trying to get for so gosh darn long. I don't know why I haven't sworn. We're allowed to swear for so fucking long. We're joined in the studio today by Peter Wicks's work nemesis. It is Mr. Obi Soko. Welcome to the studio, Obi. Come on, baby. Now, first and foremost, mate, I have to ask, be completely honest and don't just be nice. Mm-hmm. How much convincing did it take you to come in?
Not much. Not much.
Couple of vocals.
My management, we got the same management. She was like, yeah, Pete wanted you to come on the show. I was like, yeah, definitely.
It's the only reason that Ovi's come here is because he was forced to by our management. So it was part of our birthday episode that you sent us a little message.
Yeah.
We also got Sam's nemesis to send us a message, who's Roman Kemp.
Yeah.
And that's why you're here.
Although you were lovely on your message. Roman told me he was going to steal my job, which is great. Oh.
Yeah, I feel like as nemesis go, I've got the nicer one.
Yeah, I would agree. Mate, how long have you known that you are Peter Wicks's nemesis?
I'll say probably, I don't know, like a couple months. Came up, I was on socials, obviously, and then like there's a video come up and Pete was just describing some situations from his from his perspective that I never saw that way, and I just thought it was
pretty funny. Because you were busy doing good things with your career in life to worry about the little people. Talking of little people, I just point out that just before we started this podcast, and I said, where am I going to sit? And we've had to give him his own sofa, because if you look at the way he's manspreading across that sofa, there isn't room for anyone else. And he actually said, I feel like I'm in a child's house.
in a dollhouse.
Like a doll.
Hey, honestly, though, look, I feel like this is everything.
Do you know what's so depressing, Ovi, is that I normally sit there, right? I lie across that thing, and you have made it look like a single seat.
Oh, no chance.
Really bad.
Lying across this.
Right, so let's explain the nemesis thing then. So the reason that you're a nemesis, because actually, and I said this, we've met quite a few times, we've worked together on things, and I get on really well with Ovi. I love Ovi. However, I fucking hate him career-wise. You make me feel physically sick.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you why, because actually we do share the same manager, Ellen. Little shout-out for you. You're going to enjoy that one. This is what she told me this morning.
Within the day.
So I'm just going to point out, Ellen has got names for us. Do you know this?
I don't.
Within the agency, she's got names for us. Ellen calls Ovi the Golden Sloth. Now, she calls Ovi the Golden Sloth because he's like her golden egg, but he's very slow. So she actually does call you that, right?
I don't know if she does.
Yeah, so I said to her, oh, that's quite funny, what do you call me? And she put, Moni Cash Cow. And I said, why am I cash cow? And she went, you'll do anything for money. So Golden Sloth and Moni Cash Cow. And I said, no, that's not fucking fair. And she said, well, have you seen what your caller ID is? It's Pete Moni Wicks with a cow.
Oh, my God.
That's actually...
Oh, my God.
Right? Ovi's just got a little baby sloth. Quite cute. Quite nice. But then she went, if you think that's bad, you should see what I've got Sam as. Sam's just Sam Thompson, but in notes it says, do not answer.
No! Shut up!
Absolutely done you there, mate, she has.
I call her all the time. I genuinely... Also, I know with Ellen, right? She, she's clearly not my agent. But I call her, and if she doesn't pick up, I'll just keep calling. I will not stop until she picks up. So eventually, like, Sam, as you can probably tell, one, you're not my client, and two, I'm in a fucking meeting. And if it's about Pete, he doesn't want to pick up either. And it is. It's always when Pete doesn't pick up his phone, I call Ellen.
Yeah, she calls Ellen, and she's normally in a meeting with some sort of big brand.
Why do you just call me she as well?
No, Ellen. Ellen's normally in a meeting for some big brand for Ovi. Talking of big brands. In fact, no, let's go to the beginning. Love Island. Did Love Island. You watched it.
Loved it. Mate.
Yep.
I just want to say, and look, Ovi, I don't even think people remember you from Love Island because you've done so much other stuff. But that is where you started.
Yeah.
You were a fucking legend on that show, mate. Do you know what? Every single year, every single year, people go, and is this true? Is this false? People go, we need another Ovi.
Yeah.
Every single year.
I actually saw a poll the other day of the sexiest Love Island stars ever. Guess who topped that?
Did you top it?
Fucking top. Fucking fucking Ovi. Now, I never watched it, and you never watched it before you did it, and you don't really watch all that sort of stuff, do you? However, I said to Ellen, so what did, like, was he good on like Love Island? Well, like, what did he do? And she went, well, he didn't really do fuck all.
Did nothing.
Like, I really didn't.
At least you did. Now, I was like, why does everyone love him? She was like, he just wore like loads of hats and was just really good looking and quite cool, and he didn't really fucking, didn't get in any drama, didn't really do anything. And I was like, but why is everyone calling him an icon then?
Mate, no one has managed to do it since. I'm not joking. Sorry, Ivy, we're talking about you like you're not here, but like he would just sit there, right?
As I'm doing now.
And it'd be kicking off. And he would just be sat in your wide brimmed hat, and you'd be sat there not saying a word, and everyone would be going at home laughing, being like, "What an amazing! Like that was brilliant from Ovi." He didn't say anything.
The one thing I've always wondered with the whole Love Island thing with you is you obviously had a career. You was a fucking professional basketball player.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like you had a proper fucking career before you did it. You never watched it. Why did you do it?
It was my brother's idea. If I'm being very fucking honest.
Oh God, you didn't even apply.
No. Oh, you know, so the summer before I went on, I was back on holiday or whatnot, and my brother and his missus, they're huge fans of the show. Do you know what I mean? And my
brother, the mere mortals.
They suggested, they're like, yo, you'd be so funny on this show. And obviously I brushed it off. And then later on that year, I was bored and I ended up Googling, okay, how do you apply for Love Island? And that's kind of how it started. I applied through Google. I went search engine and
I'll be honest with you, the majority of people that apply from Love Island I imagine are not great. They must have had a fucking field day when they saw your application come in. I bet it was a fucking straight yes, straight away.
I bet he didn't even write anything.
No.
I bet it just
I didn't think it would get through. I didn't think shit like that worked
No, it normally doesn't over you. This is the thing.
No,
the
it doesn't.
The point is,
there's thousands of people that apply. Yeah,
most people who go on Love Island now go via agents, and they already signed up to these agents. Ovi's the only person who Googled it and
Googled it.
Oh, this looks fun. How do I do this? And just did it.
No, honestly, I didn't think it worked that way. Like, I assume that. Okay, my application would have went through with thousands of others and just been forgotten about. And then I got a call and I didn't take it seriously. I thought it was someone taking a piss. They're like, hello, this is someone from ITV. We've seen your application. We'd love for you to come in.
And then it's a really good voice as well.
And then I was like, fuck off. Who's on my phone? I thought it was one of my friends. I was like, stop taking a piss. Obviously, I'm not putting anything together at this point. And then I'm like, no, we're serious. You know, we want you to come in for an interview. And then, you know, I ended up going in and the rest sort of just kind of happened.
But did you get nervous?
I didn't know what to expect. It's obviously TV and whatnot. I didn't know how big Love Island was. Mm. I'll be very honest.
You joined at like the peak as well.
I'll be very honest. I didn't know how big it was. I'd heard of it, of course.
Were you even living in the UK?
Because I wasn't living in the UK.
America, no?
I was in Spain at the time.
Yeah.
I was in Spain and I'd been in Spain for like the last 3 years. But I hadn't lived in the UK for a long time.
Where do you live in Spain?
Murcia.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so not too far from Alicante.
Yeah, nice.
So, I was sort of aware because I'd come back and everyone would be talking about it and mates would be talking about it. But I didn't know how big it was. I went on. I couldn't have called it, couldn't have imagined it, didn't have any plan, didn't think it would go how it went. And yeah, shit just sort of happened.
But I think that's so unusual now for people to do reality TV that don't have any idea of really what they're getting into, so just go and be themselves. And that's probably why you've done quite, like, you're like a fan favourite really from it, is because people can see the authenticity and genuine side.
I like the way you're really sucking up to him right here. I really like that. The nemesis there. You know, people can really see the authenticity, you know, round the way
but
that Ovi
this is the annoying
himself.
Thing, because on one hand, I really like Ovi and we've worked together and, like, I think he's like... He's
we've never good. Fallen out.
No,
and come
think,
on.
No, only because I'm scared of you.
Scared of me?
You are
the
one
fuck?
Big motherfucker. So, yeah, if I say anything, I have to run really quickly, but then he's an athlete, so he'll catch me.
Yeah.
So, So pre-Love Island, you were in Spain. You've played in Spain, France.
Spain, France. Played in the States for a little bit. Played in Greece. Where else? And then obviously when I was in Spain, we played around Europe. Played in Germany. Played in Russia. Played a lot of places.
So you played in Russia?
Yeah, went out to St. Petersburg.
Oh, wow. Where was your favourite place to play?
Incredible. Greece.
Really?
I love Greece. The Greek people were just so welcoming. And this was when, like, I was there when the economy was really bad and people out there really ain't have shit.
Mm.
But still, how they enjoyed fucking life every day. Everyone
was very family orientated as well, isn't it?
Very family orientated. Everyone was always at the coffee shops or they were in the clubs. And I didn't know how everyone could be in such a tight spot and always have money to drink coffee. Do you know what I mean? Like, but it just showed, the people, they just like...
It must have been kind of hard for you, I suppose, that actually coming out of Love Island, because you've lived in different places and you clearly really enjoyed what you did. And I think you obviously clearly enjoyed living in different countries and seeing different... So worldly, different cultures. Doesn't like England.
You know what, this is what's annoying, is that, like, I really want to be an
arsehole. I want to hate him.
you can't.
God, there's no way.
He's a prick.
So it must have been a bit hard because you come out and now you're like, right, I need to sort of be in England now. Just because, look, over you came out and we all saw like the things that were getting put your way and stuff like that. Did you ever have that sort of like, what am I going to do here? Because you're at a crossroads between your actual pro athlete life and your sort of like commercial deals life, which obviously we're going to be through the roof.
It's almost like a proper interview.
I know, I feel like I'm actually sweating a bit, I'm going to be honest with you.
Towel and shirts really made you.
I'm wearing a toweling two-piece today. Well, not two-piece, just a towel.
Yeah, no,
an upper toweling piece.
It's fly, man.
Clip that shit up. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Pete said that I got dressed in the dark today, so I really appreciate that.
Oh, fuck off. He looks like an accountant on his day off.
Oh, shit. I'm not fucking taking no shots.
But do you see what I'm saying? Did it get a little bit like, oh, what the fuck am I going to do here? I'm sort of in a crossroads.
100%. I don't know. A lot of people might not know, but while I was in the house, one of the sort of agreements I had with the people running it was my agent has to be able to contact them. So if I have any sports deals or, you know, a team that gives me an offer, they have to bring me the contract while I'm in the house.
Yeah.
So
did that happen?
Yeah.
That's so jokes.
So I signed the contract to play in Paris the next year. So I was sorted to play the next season out there and I didn't know what was happening. you know, mind you. So while all the hoopla was going on,
the salary just seemed to jump.
I genuinely had no fucking clue. And then the first day I come out, obviously they debrief you, give you your phone back. I turn my phone on and, like, it dies within a minute. And it's on, it's fully charged. They give everyone their phone back fully.
Wow.
And I turn it on and it's just like, bing, 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 bing. Like, just uncontrollably. It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. I can't really describe.
Yeah.
Just seeing that.
Overwhelming.
Very, very flipping overwhelming. So I go to Instagram and the fucking numbers just going up like a ticker. It's just literally just going up, going up, going up. I call my agent. He's the first person I call. I call him. I'm like, hey, Pedro. He's like, hey, what's going on, man? I told him, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go to France anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said, man, you know, I was a little... Spanish guy.
Yeah.
Thanks for clarifying. I was trying to work it out, man.
I was like,
yeah, you know.
Over you can do a lot of things. Accents.
Hey, cabrón.
Bro, we found a weakness.
He went, hey, cabrón, you can.
I suddenly thought he was on the... I thought Pablo Escobar was on the
phone. No, this is how Pedro talks. So Pedro's like, hey, man, you know, I was a little bit afraid you're going to say that. But, you know, I understand, amigo.
So there's
then,
an amigo in there as well.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's how he talks, isn't it? So then, obviously, I put the phone down and I'm just looking. I'm like, all right, what the fuck have I gotten myself into?
Tough.
It, you know what I mean? Like, it's honestly, England was always, you know, where I came back on holiday from playing overseas. I'd be here in the summers and this was the down period time. When I'm in Spain or whatever, yeah. I'm a professional athlete. When I'm in France, professional athlete, but home, no one knows me, no one, you know.
And that was flipped on its head.
And it was fucking flipped on its head. It was mental to me.
What you did do was you capitalised on that. Something that we've worked over 10 years is trying to get your own show. Within 6 months, you had your own show. You had your own documentary on whether or not you should choose basketball or the celebrity life. Yeah. 10 years and we still haven't done that. But, you know, you just popped on telly in a wide-brim hat and they give you a fucking show.
In a wide-brim hat!
So, and this was probably the start of where I thought, what a knobhead.
Yeah. So who's this fucking guy that Mockingbird have signed?
But do you know what? I'm going to say your story. I don't even think you know this, right? So before Obi signed for Mockingbird, I've been with them since the beginning, so 10 years. Me and Vicky Patterson have been with them 10 years. And they only really had women and me. So anyway, I get a call from Jeremy and that we're going to sign this guy from Love Island, Ovi. And I said, what the fucking tall, good-looking guy? And they went, yeah. And I went, listen, it is what it is. Because they didn't have any other guys. It was just me at the time. And I went, yeah, it is what it is. It's not like we're going to be competing for the same work, is it? That was a mistake.
Here we are.
So I'm so within 6 months straight off the back of that. What did you decide? Did you want to still play basketball or did you want to follow kind of all the mad shit, the opportunities that come up?
I mean, naturally, I still wanted to play basketball.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was something that even though I feel like I was getting a whole lot of opportunities, I could understand that, look, I had been working on basketball for so long.
Yeah. Mm.
And I had committed so much time to
Can't just drop it.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like it would have been almost like selling out to now have everything thrown in front of you and just forget everything that you had been working for prior to. Do you know what I'm saying? So it was always an idea to go back to it. But how I would go back, it looked very different because now the value, it wasn't only as a basketball player.
Yeah.
It's almost commercial, it's like it's a commercial side of it as well that I had to be aware of. So yeah, just working with the teams moving forward, was very transparent with them. Look, you have to give and take here. You have to allow me to maybe do one or two things on the side. And yeah, like, man, I've been very fucking fortunate.
Pete, a quick one though. Did you enjoy the TV side of things?
I fucking hated it.
I knew you would. We love it. And we've never had it.
But that's the thing. I don't love it. You love
I love
that
it.
Side of stuff. I fucking hate it, which is probably where we're fairly similar, is that we don't like doing it. The difference being is that I have to do it because I don't have a talent.
Of course I have a talent.
But also for you is I have to do it, but I have to do all the shit because all the good things are gone. I'll just give you an example, actually, why the nemesis thing. Because people are probably thinking, well, you know, you seem to get on with Ovi and he's a really nice guy. How could he be your nemesis? Well, I'll tell you. I'm just going to read off some of the things that Ovi has done since signing with my management.
Can't wait.
And I'm going to read off some of the things that I've done in the 10 years of being with my management. Ovi has worked with Yves Saint Laurent.
Fucking hell.
He's worked with Mercedes in F1. He's worked with the NBA in Welcome to Abu Dhabi. Louboutin works with quite regularly.
Louboutin?
This is one of my absolute favourites. Just as COVID hit, Ovi was about to fly off to Italy to work on a sunglass campaign with Gigi Hadid.
Is that true?
Yep.
You were going to do that?
Yeah. But I'm for COVID. What a fucker, eh?
Gigi Hadid.
Yeah. Oh, you think that's good? This is one of my favourites. Burberry had actually asked him to to walk for them in fashion.
Oh my
week.
God!
I know, but he couldn't do it because he's played basketball. Turned Burberry down.
So no is the sexiest word in TV.
Just going to compare that with some of the bigger jobs that I've had over the years. I once did a campaign for Febreze.
That's a household name.
That's
a household name. Febreze. Everybody knows Febreze.
I regularly use my dogs to promote dog food.
Sam and I
once did a job for almonds. Now, you'd be surprised about what this means, right? You'd think, is that a brand? No. It was literally for the nut, almonds, to encourage people to eat more almonds. We had to do a job for that.
I remember that. We had to throw it in each other's mouths.
It gets better. I did a job for toilet paper.
Again, everyone uses it.
Yeah. Everyone, but let's be honest, it's
Does
shit.
Everyone use it? Maybe.
My favourite one was, you know, Ovi working with Burberry and Yves Saint Laurent and Boss and that. We asked Primark for some work and they said no, but they did send a T-shirt. I was gifted from Primark. Wasn't even a paid ad. Just gifted a T-shirt. That was nice.
It's affordable. Cost of living crisis. Well, you're a man of the people.
Yeah, I like what you're doing there, you fucking knob. But if we list these things, my favourite one was I was asked to cut the ribbon on a kebab shop.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I turned it down because I was already doing a PA in Pontins. So I was unable to attend.
Oh, I'm almost fucking crying.
Your pirate tour in Ponting.
So as you can imagine, you know, both busy, both working. Levels slightly different.
Cash cow, Pete.
Hence the reason the golden sloth and the moaning cash cow. No. I'll do anything for money.
Oh, God, that's so good.
Yeah, absolute fucking nightmare.
Wasn't there a time, Pete, where you got where Ovi walked out the room and he just got this big deal and they ushered you in? You went, oh, here we go, this is my time.
Yeah, and they offered me John West tuna.
I ain't got nothing for the tuna.
I think you just... I can't remember what it was. It might have been, I don't know, you were probably doing something for fucking Gucci or some fucking shite. But, hey, John West, household name. Fucking joke.
Ovi, I'm sorry. We've got to now go back into... That was one of the best reel-offs I've ever seen, by the way, Pete. Ovi, we've now got to explore some of that. What does it feel like when a sunglass brand come in for you? How do you feel if a massive brand come into you and go, we want you to work with us and Gigi Hadid? What does that feel like? We'll never feel that.
Why not? No,
Ovi, just let us have it.
The biggest collab I'll get with a fucking woman is if they want me to do something with, I don't know.
It'll be porn. It'll be porn.
Be careful of who you say.
Yeah.
Be careful who you say.
Trust me, Ovi, I don't have to be careful. It'll be something like me and Gemma Collins.
Look at you. You went inside the family. Blah, blah, blah. All right. I see what you've done there.
Inside the family. What does it feel like, though, mate? Genuinely, though. If someone comes up to you and goes, Gigi Hadid.
No, it's sick. Like, you know, honestly, a lot of the opportunities I've had have been fucking incredible.
What's been the best one? What's the one where you've gone, fucking hell?
Do you know what? For me, personally, it has to be the NBA stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like...
It's not even the boot on.
No. But think about it like this. It's like, if you're a football player, right, and you've... All your life, you've wanted to be a football player, and you haven't been able to play at the Premiership level. Now, all of a sudden, you've gone and done something completely left, has nothing to fucking do with football, and now, all of a sudden, you're in a room with guys from Arsenal and Chelsea.
That's pretty cool.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's just like, yo, you know, in a weird kind of way, it's allowed me to get closer to my dreams than... Do you know what I mean? I was able to do as a player, so it has to be the NBA stuff.
You've articulated that fucking well. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Nah, man, it's just, you have to, I mean,
no,
look
I
at the whole
it. It's a dream, isn't it? It's a childhood
dream. Man.
And is that still your dream?
No, I'm too old for that. Fuck no. My back is falling to pieces. I'm 33 now. 32, going to be 33. I don't know why I'm giving
myself.
You're
2 years younger than Pete.
No, but yeah.
I'm too old for that.
But I'm too old to be an NBA player now. Like, no, that dream has fucking sailed.
Yeah, well, you just have to make do with Burberry and that, wouldn't you? What a fucking tough life.
But I lost that, you know. That's I ain't working with them right now.
No, well, you're too busy with fucking Yves Saint Laurent and F1, you prick. So the F1 stuff, you've been out doing quite a bit of stuff with F1, haven't you?
Been doing a bit with them.
Do you know what's funny about this one as well? I was put forward for that.
No, you weren't.
Yep.
No, you weren't.
But listen, everyone knows I like cars and bikes, yeah? Everyone knows I love all that sort of shit, but they weren't interested. It's fine, though. It's all right, I'm not bothered.
Now Ovi's getting why he's a nemesis. He's now like, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah. It's all making sense.
It's all making sense now.
Not a problem.
What's the goal then? So NBA, obviously, you're slightly too old, but still 2 years younger than Pete.
Yeah.
What is the aim of the game now? Because, mate, the world is quite literally at your feet. You can do whatever you want. What is it that you want to do?
I think for me, especially over the next, I think 5 to 10 years, like, my idea is to slowly be able to just have more ownership of anything I do within media, being more hands-on from that perspective, and slowly just fade away from being in front of the camera, man.
Oh, my God.
You know, realistically, I'm at a stage in my life where if I meet the right girl and whatnot, and things progress, family and stuff is things I want. You know what I'm saying? That's something I want in my future. I don't know when it'll happen. I don't know, you know, how it happened, but that is something I've sort of always thought about. So
I don't think you'll have a problem there either.
I don't want to have a family. I don't want to have like a public item relationship.
Yeah.
That's not my thing. Do you know what I mean? After Love Island, that showed me that, okay, well, that's not something that I'm overly comfortable with.
Yeah.
It's a lot of scrutiny on something that is very private. So
also, you're not the kind of guy who goes to the opening of an envelope. You wouldn't see Ovi at the like PLT launch.
No, you don't see Ovi anything like that. However, there's a big event which Ovi goes to most years, the old GQ Man of the Year.
Yeah, should be all right.
But I'm also going to that.
You see what I'm saying?
My man's going up in the world, you know? I'm Ovi's plus one. But so you get to go to some amazing stuff, and like some, you've met some incredible like people in some of the stuff you've done. And because you don't go to all the fucking bullshit that everyone from Love Island does and all that crap, because you don't give a fuck about it, what is one of the biggest pinch me moments you've had in terms of places you've been?
Buckingham Palace, mate.
Well, I'm glad you said that.
We have been.
Because actually,
Buckingham Palace.
I just want to make a note of this. We went to Buckingham Palace, Sam and I. We went to a tea party in the
garden. I know what you're about to say. I thought we were flexing.
Yeah. No. Yeah,
I think this is what when I stumbled across.
Yeah. We went to a tea party in the garden. It was great. Sam and I got dressed up and we were at a tea party in the garden. And I think it was the same day you were actually doing some work for Princess Trust, which was brilliant. It's really good that you were doing that, because Sam and I were absolutely fucking gassed. We're at Buckingham Palace.
Couldn't have been happy.
Sam told you the story of our woman run across the fucking thing screaming sex on legs at me in Buckingham Palace. We went for a walk in the grounds. It was great. Sam nearly killed a swan. And that was fucking brilliant. On the same day, Ovi, I think, was doing some work for Princess Trust.
Wait, actually, before that, just also, we got photos of each other outside the palace.
Buckingham Palace.
Like, here we are in our suits outside the palace. No one else can say that. Where's Ovi, Pete?
Ovi was inside Buckingham Palace with the king. To the point where actually, and this is all happening in the same week, the group chat that I have with my agents, so with Ellen and Gemma, is it's called Mockingbird Pete, is a picture of Ovi with the king.
Oh gosh.
Oh my god, the king's giving you a high five.
Yeah.
Fucking the king's got his hand in the air.
Which is just absolutely mental. But yeah, Buckingham Palace, I can imagine that was a pinch me moment. It was nice. You know, we enjoyed being in the bushes outside. It was quite a big moment for us.
Hey, we saw some beef eaters.
We did see some beef eaters.
He got attacked by a woman who was screaming sex on legs at him and ran across.
That's an experience.
It is an experience.
Actually, you must get stuff like that, because do you know what's really weird is, other than whenever I go out, people always say, we're Sam, like we're joined at the fucking hip.
Which we are. Also,
one of the things that I get quite a lot is when people meet me, they go, oh, do you know Ovi? I get all the fucking time.
No.
Mate, I swear to God.
No, Charlie.
I swear to God, because you're like the mysterious unicorn of fucking reality TV. Because you're the one that did it, that don't really give a fuck, that doesn't really want to do it, and is doing cool stuff, and people don't really know anything about you.
Yeah.
And they love it. It's the maddest thing.
That is actually a really good point. And the funny thing is, we should have probably pulled some stuff out of this podcast, but we've asked all the stupid questions and asked none of the deep ones. But I'm going to add another stupid question to that, if I'm honest with you. Ovi, what did the king say to you?
He obviously commented on how tall I was, and then I
love that. Of course he did. Obviously, because I did that when he walked in.
Do you know what I mean? But no,
does that get annoying?
No, it don't, man. I get it, you know, because I've come across a couple of basketball players that are flipping, obviously, giants to me, and the first thing I comment on is,
yeah.
You are fucking...
How did he say it? Do the accent?
I'm not going to impersonate the king. I'll do it. I'll do it. No, he says, oh, you're rather tall. And then I was just like, yeah, no, I started playing basketball at one of the Prince's Trust facilities, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, yes, good day. I think I'd remember you. He didn't fucking remember me.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, I remember opening that place. And, you know, I can't remember everything what you were saying, but...
Oh, it was such a long conversation.
Yeah.
What a fucking
job. No. Funny story. Do you know, I almost missed that.
Burberry?
No, so I was doing some stuff with BBC for NBA, right?
Yeah.
Up in Manchester.
I don't want to be here anymore.
I love you so much.
No, man. So this is a story. So obviously NBA playoffs time, the times that those games come on until middle of the morning. So I didn't get done until about 2, 3 a.m. Absolutely knackered. So then I ended up having to take train right back down to London, and I had to be at Buckingham Palace for... I don't know, maybe like 9:30, 10 on. I get back and I'm knackered.
You nearly pulled out, King.
I try and lie down for about 30 minutes. I lie down, end up lying down for an hour. And then I message Ellen. I'm like, yo, Els, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. She's like, she tells me, she's like, Ovi, get in that fucking car and you're going to Buckingham.
The Golden Sloth.
I was just like, Els, I'm going to be late. I'm not going to make it. Can't do it. Sorry.
He's pulled out the
key. She's like, Ovi, fucking make it work. I'm in an absolute mood. I'm coming off like a diva right now, aren't I?
No, not
but
really.
I'm right now, because I haven't fucking slept, and I'm like, yeah. I didn't know. I didn't have a suit to wear. Like, I'm like, yo, if I'm going to Buckingham Palace, I want to present myself well. Do you know what I mean? So I ended up being pissed off. I put on some raggedy old bloody sports jacket.
I've literally seen the photo.
Yeah.
It's better than anything we've ever worn.
No. But so we get there and I'm running late and I'm on the phone the whole time. My management, they end up switching me with Jerry Halliwell. They switch positions in line.
Yeah.
Because obviously everyone has an order in which you're supposed to meet the king.
Yeah.
So I'm lucky she's last. So I switch with her and I go after Nile Rodgers, right? And the king
names
is,
you're dropping right now.
I get into the Buckingham Palace. I'm fucking late. I'm walking through the courtyard. I'm looking around. I'm like, this is fucking insane. I am walking through the courtyard by myself in flipping Buckingham.
You might have seen us out in the courtyard outside.
So I get in there anyway, and then the king, he's obviously going around and speaking to everyone, and I make it just in the nick of time. I'm the last person in the line. He's a couple people ahead of me. And then he gets to me, and then I get to meeting him, and I'm obviously over the moon, and I'm so happy I actually went.
Ovi nearly cancelled on the king. You know you are a baller when you go, I don't know if I can be fucked.
I just treat everyone the same. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's how I feel. Like, if I was too tired to meet my brother, I'd tell my brother, look, bro, I'm knackered. You know what I mean? That's just how I...
My favourite part of that story is the fact that they just moved Jerry Halliwell so that you could... Go on, get up there. We've got someone like...
No. She done a solid favour.
Ovi, I've got to ask you, mate. I think we did touch on it ever so slightly, but look, yeah, mate, and I hope we haven't made you uncomfortable, because we are just basically blowing up your ego all the time. So you are obviously a very good-looking bloke, mate. Would you ever consider ever dating anyone who is in the public eye?
I don't think I could.
Really?
I just generally don't think I could, because I feel like I'll always question whether they want it to be an item, because that is obviously an angle that some people take.
Yeah.
They use their relationships as a money spinner, but I just think that's just something...
I actually genuinely thought we had a cough then.
No. I just think, that's just something for me that, I'm never going to want to have my relationship as a public thing, like,
yeah,
and selling stories to newspapers. That's just not me, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So So the next girl you meet is going to be just sort of like away off the beaten track. And
Do not, you can't say the next girl you're going to meet is going to be off the beaten track. Like he's waiting in a bush for someone off the beaten track.
Yeah, but what I mean is
it's the weirdest way to ask someone, the next person you meet is going to be someone that you're going to want to settle down with.
No, it isn't going to be on TV. They're going to be like away from the cameras.
Yeah. Just sort of in a quiet, off the beaten track.
Off the beaten track.
You know what I mean?
Track.
Just so you can pull them straight into the forest. What the fuck?
It's actually a saying. I'm going to put it out there. But because I remember you were going out with, I can't even remember who you were going out with, but you were going out with someone, it didn't last very long. You weren't in a place then for relationships, I feel like, were you?
No, it was just too much. And, you know, ultimately that was something that just showed me how heavily scrutinized whoever I'll be with is, you know, they ended up being. In that situation. And I was like, yeah, if I meet someone who's not in the public eye and they didn't choose to be part of this industry, it's like, I'm not going to fucking put them through that.
Have you had any wild DMs from people you're like, I can't believe they just DM me?
Put it this way, I feel like people being in the public eye, it gives people a perception of them being different.
Yeah.
Not different.
Really?
No fucking different. Everyone's the same. Everyone talks the same way. And yeah, that's all I'll say about that.
That was so vague and so well answered.
Yeah, I don't even... Yeah, fair play.
Right, so at the minute, you're doing like punditry stuff, aren't you?
Punditry stuff,
for fucking basketball.
Doing the punditry stuff, other side of things. Obviously, winding down, playing, or getting to that stage now.
Is your back actually gone?
Back was fucked last
really
year. Like I had some sciatica nerve issues, so obviously once I started feeling like my body was falling to pieces after matches, I was like, all right, it's probably time to start feeling.
You're not a party animal though either, are you? Really though, you don't really go out that much.
Do you know what's funny is before I'd really spent any time with Ovi, and we spent a fair bit of time together this year for something that will be out next year, I was under the impression that you didn't really drink and that you were so chilled out you were almost horizontal. Ovi's actually like a bit of a party animal on the sly. So if he does drink, he'll drink. And he's actually fucking jokes. Like, it's really funny because you don't expect it. You just expect, you know, really.
It's so funny to me when people say, I'm like, what the fuck because do actually, you think I do in my spare time?
Yeah, and actually you can sort of see it, like, because, like, since I've followed you, like, when you look at it, you ever watch Ovi's stories?
No.
Just fuck.
It's one of the best
random
things.
Random.
Because he's a weird guy. I swear to God.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the best way. Like, the people who just do a story and he'll just come in from a different angle, like top, and go, hi guys. He's honestly jokes. And you're like, what the fuck's he doing? And I don't think he knows what the fuck
random
he's doing.
Shit, but I don't,
yeah,
I don't
just, he's got
know.
No idea. And it's this one where, like, it'd be in a cab and he'd just be like, all right. And you're looking at a window and you're like, what are you doing? You've got no idea. And everyone's like, oh, it's just so funny. I think it's all he's done is look at a window.
Yeah.
So you're doing that. I've also heard...
I'm going to see Pete doing that now in his stories.
No. It'll just be me for fucking Wednesday meetings with a beer. I've also heard you're doing a podcast.
Yeah, man. Got one on the way.
Oh, can you come on?
Which is fucking...
Why not? I would love to
it's fucking
I would love to have you lot come on.
The one thing that I've had a little bit of success as, and the prick's going to take that away from me as well.
No, man.
So couldn't let me have one thing.
I'll tell you.
What's it about?
I tried a podcast. Basically, it's almost like an Agony Uncle, but I'm bringing on other people to get their opinions.
So Agony Uncle then.
Yeah, and then, you know, I'm bringing on a couple other, you know, people who, recognisable people.
Who are they?
That have interesting opinions. I can't say everyone right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they?
There's one or two that are still sort of in the balance. I'm not sure.
They're good names.
Do you know who
but good names?
Yeah. You don't do a lot of podcasts and stuff.
No, I don't. So I'll tell you, I'll be honest. So the first podcast, I did a podcast a while ago. I would say just before I went to stay in Japan. This was around COVID time, and that podcast absolutely fucking flopped. But a big part of that, I think, was...
At least you know what to expect from this one.
Yeah. That... No, hopefully this one should be a lot better. But all of those ones were done...
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
No, the thing is, we're talking about this one, not the one you're about to do, because that one's going to fly.
No, the one I'm about to do, that one will do terrifically. I feel like... Guys, I truly do believe it would do terrifically.
Yeah, but annoyingly...
It will.
I know it will. Yeah. It's really painful. We've worked for a year at this, and you were my birthday present.
Right?
I would have come in any time. We spoke about this before, I feel like. I would have come in any time, no problem.
Oh, dear.
So the podcast, it's going to be like an agony uncle type thing. But from what I know, you're going to have a few different people coming in and out, like regular co-hosty type
thing. Exactly. So the idea is really, it's less about my personal take on things. I'll have my input, but it's just the different angles that different people take.
Why have you chosen that as a kind of a subject? Because also, you had a book out that was called... What was it like?
You Are Dope.
Yeah, that was a bit. Wasn't it like some of your like life guru?
It was fucking life stories. Yeah.
So basically, you're gonna do like a proper kind of Dear Deirdre, agony uncle type thing.
But keep it lighthearted, man. You know, because I just feel like there's a lot of stuff that all of us go through day to day, like, and even just funny shit that's going on in the media. I feel like just hearing a different perspective and angle on it. I feel like those discussions are always fun.
On that note, then we're gonna give you your kind of first question.
Hit me.
Don't feel like there's a better person to really answer it. How the fuck do we become successful and relevant?
From someone who has absolutely careered it.
And didn't even want to.
Yeah.
Just naturally.
As a side quest.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I genuinely think when it comes to like people just being in the public eye, it's really the opposite of what a lot of people believe. The whole thing of people, okay, we have to stay relevant right now, and I think it's the opposite. You just kind of step away when need be.
Mysterious.
Like, ultimately, even if you flipping love someone, if they are in your face every single day, you'll get fucking tired of seeing them.
Why you don't be like that?
Do you know what I mean? No, it's truth. If they're just in your shit, it could be the most amazing person in the world. But I feel like too many a time you see people and it's like, okay, we have to be in front of everyone every day. I don't mind not being around for however long is necessary until I have something that's relevant to say. I just won't say shit.
Do you know what's annoying about that is that I genuinely think exactly the same, but I'm obviously forced to be with him all the time, who thinks the complete opposite and forces me to be part of everything and tell everyone my fucking life and do everything this way because that's what Sam loves to do. And also, I have to because people don't care about me enough.
Of course they fucking care about you, Pete. That's a lie. Blasphemous.
Don't lie to people.
No. I mean, like people don't care enough for me to just wander off and then just come back when I feel like it.
What I fucking love is that Ovi's just described the complete opposite of what we do. I'm literally like, Pete, we need to do more videos, more social
Ovi's
content.
Described what
that's an angle. That's an angle to it.
No,
that's just
Ovi,
what I think.
No,
that's an angle to it.
You're right.
Ovi's described what I would love to do, but can't. And he's described the opposite of what Sam believes we should all do, which is overshare and constantly be in people's face.
I just think people need a break. Like, social media is so flipping intense, man. If they go over here and they see your face, and they go over here and they see your face, it's like, one, it's very difficult to say that much stuff that's relevant.
Oh, you'd think so, wouldn't you?
But then two, it's like, it's very difficult to be in people's face that much and not say some fucking dumb shit.
Oh, yeah.
Some shit that'll get you fucking in trouble, cancelled, or whatever else. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
It's just, you give yourself less room to fuck up.
Yeah.
If you talk all day, every day,
you're going to say something bad. That's why we have something called the vault, Ovi. So what we do is anything bad we say here, it goes into the vault on a memory stick.
And I'll be honest with you. Never coming out.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, Ovi, it's mostly me.
Yeah, it's all Pete.
I've been around you, Pete. Yeah. You're a loose cannon. You're a loose cannon, bro.
You just never know.
My last question for you then is, would you have a night out with me and Pete?
Would I? Fucking hell, I feel like that could go so mad.
I would.
I would, but it had to depend on the time of year. It'd have to be... It would have to be during...
How busy are you?
No, listen, why? It would have to be during a down period I have days for recovery and shit. Because I just feel like you would absolutely...
You say that. What would happen is that we would go out, Sam would leave by 8, and we would carry on. Sam would be at home, stroking his cat and stroking his bird. bird whilst we stay out. Sam doesn't go
my
out.
My girlfriend, by the way, I don't own a bird that I strike.
Oh, yeah, sorry, cat and bird. I mean, girlfriend. He doesn't.
Crazy.
Yeah. Just in case.
Lack of context, yeah. I love it.
I feel like you've made it sound like I'm fucking going stroking my canary.
All right, all right. Yeah. Okay, interesting.
But yeah, we should do that. But yeah, Ovi and I have got something coming out next year that's going to be quite exciting, which will be fun. Ovi is a lot better at that than me as well. So that's another good thing for you all to see. But yeah, podcast coming out. Have we got a name for the podcast yet? Can we say that? Ellen said there's nothing off limits, so if you want to say it yet or not?
No, not yet.
All right, so look out for Ovi's podcast. It will probably just be called Ovi, I'm the Best. but thank you for coming in to my nemesis and making me feel really shit about myself.
No. Ovi, mate, it's been a real honour having you here, man. Like, genuinely, when we got that video message from you, it was so fun, and it's absolutely not disappointed. We've basically spoken at you for about an hour.
No.
We do apologise, and we are going to do that night out in the year when you're free in 2027. We will do that night out, won't we, Pete? You'll be in charge of sorting out.
100%, we'll do that.
And don't be like slow with it, like we were with Laura Woods, because now she's going out on Adam Collard.
Well, what were you hoping to do?
Well, no, but I was just hoping that you might go out of her and then we could like go on double dates and stuff.
You ruined it. That's a different subject.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
And not that we want to go out with you in that sense.
Oh my
but
good
like,
God, where are we going with this?
We would love to have a beer.
Yeah, 100%. We'll have a drink, man. We'll have a drink.
Sort it out, Pete.
Excellent. Right, we'll go for a beer. We'll leave him at home. Thanks ever so much for coming on. Do your little outro, mate.
That has been Ovi Soko on Stan. Why am I now suddenly trying to be really professional? Thank you so much, Ovi.
Sat in toweling with crossed legs. Mr. Professional. I don't know why they don't get you on this morning.
A toweling one piece, actually. This has been Staying Relevant with two best friends, Pete Wicks and Sam Thompson. You can catch us every Friday on YouTube with visuals, or you can catch us audibly every single Monday wherever you get your podcasts. And throughout the week with all our best bits, we're going to have loads of clips of Ovi. And We've got loads of clips at Staying Relevant on TikTok and Instagram. Thank you so much. Oh, like and review. We love a review.
Yeah, like, review. It's really nice when you write lovely stuff about me and horrible stuff about Sam.
No, stop telling people I screech, because I don't screech.
It cheers me up. Also, you keep forgetting it, despite the fact that you fucking begged for it. Snapchat.
Oh, yeah, Snapchat.
Staying Relevant. Help me earn some money.
Yeah, we love you. Ovi.
We're kind of indifferent. But, you know, anything you want to say before you go?
Nah, man.
Final words?
Absolute pleasure. Thank you, guys, man. Been an absolute pleasure.
Insanity Group.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.